The next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? PetroMart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome.
The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Grizz fans, grab your tickets for Wrestling Night as your Memphis Grizzlies host the San Antonio Spurs Wednesday, January 9th at 7 p.m. For $22, get two terrace-level tickets and 2 5-piece boneless wing coupons from Wing Guru. Get tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I am.
It's Thursday. Scott Sherman's in the house and out of the green room. He got in 3 hours ago. He's in the green room for 3 hours. I don't know what that's all
hey,
about.
Hey, did you see
I did. Yeah,
There's a guy on the phone. His name is Joe, and he has a testimonial for you.
Well, I'd love to speak to him. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's Joe. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Well, Frank, I went to the dentist today, Dallas Dental Care. Now, right. I haven't been to the dentist in 12 years.
Okay.
A little nervous. You know, I don't really like dentists. My dentist retired, and I just kind of put it off. My wife's been on me. I'm having a heart procedure done. The cardiologist said go to the dentist.
So now, a lot of people might not understand, Joe, why your cardiologist would say this, because I don't think a lot of people understand that there are lots of procedures they will not perform if your gums and teeth are messed up because of infection.
Right. Well, what was going on with me is when I brushed my teeth, I would spit blood.
Not good.
Not all the time. Not every time. But I mentioned that because I got to start taking blood tests. And he said, before we can do this procedure and get this all taken care of, you need to go to the dentist first. And I thought, oh my God, this is getting worse and worse, you know? Yeah. Well, I thought about Dallas Dental Care, and I drove not that far. I mean, I live in Troy, Illinois, but I probably passed a whole bunch of them up to get there. Everybody there was, oh my God, Trish, Mary, Stephanie, and
look at this, you've got all the names already.
And Dr. Wan, or Obi-Wan Kenobi worked on me.
Yeah, good. Good for you, man.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, folks, what an experience. Now, not being, you know, to the dentist for 12 years, I was in there for about an hour and 40 minutes. But guess what, Frank?
Chicken butt.
No cavities.
Wow.
I've got some work that's got to be done, and we're going to get it done, but it's not going to interfere with any of my my procedures and stuff that are coming up. And I'm going to tell you, wow, I was a nervous wreck walking in there. I just felt like I was at home.
Well, I couldn't have paid you to call. I have no idea who you are. We've never talked. I don't know you. Your timing is perfect because I was going to talk about him anyway. But first of all, thank you for listening, and thank you for patronizing the sponsors. And I'm sure you let them know your AM and the PM. I can't imagine
you didn't. Oh, absolutely. It was great.
I'm glad you had the guts to tell people. I'm glad you had the guts to tell people you haven't been to the dentist in 12 years, because I think there are a lot of people that hadn't been for 10, 15 years, and they're so ashamed they don't want anybody to know it.
I was embarrassed. I was very embarrassed, but evidently I got some pretty good chompers for, not going. But I'm going to be going and taking care of this and doing it, on a regular basis now that I've got a real dentist,
Well, we appreciate it. They appreciate it. Welcome back to congratulations on getting on the right track and getting your teeth
healthy.
I appreciate it, Frank. Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye. How about that? On a stack of Bibles, under oath, and hooked to a polygraph. If you ask me, do I know who that was? I have no idea. Did we ask him to call? I didn't ask him to call. He just called. And I don't have to say anything else. Ballast Dental Care. If you haven't been in 12 years like Joe, or 10 years, or if you were there at a dentist 6 months ago, and it still wasn't Ballast Dental Care, let's fix that. Make an appointment. Go to the website and set it up. Ballast, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And then Limestone, I'm going to do one more bit of business here before we bring Scott in. BallastDentalCare.com. Mark Reed and Jason Becker. Oh, you know what? We're so close to Scott Sherman being ready to go. Let me go ahead and give you... we've already got calls coming in, but I'm going to give you the numbers anyway, because the smart people call as soon as the line is open, and you just keep calling these two numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. At some point, I think most people retire. Now, there are people who never retire. That story recently about this guy who's a doorman in New York or Chicago or somewhere, he's like 104 years old, and he's still the doorman. Okay. But most people look forward to retirement at some point. If you're lucky, you can retire when you're 50. I got a friend retired at 48. Boy, I can't stand that guy. Just because he got to retire at 48, 50, 55, 60, whatever. But when you're planning the retirement, and by the way, the time to start planning is now. Whatever now is for you, you're 30, you're 25, you're 40, whatever. This is the time if you haven't started. And your greatest asset is not money, it's time. And the longer you put off planning, the less of that you have. So you're at a disadvantage every year that goes by, more and more and more of a disadvantage. You're at a much greater advantage than most people if you're smart enough to start planning earlier. Now, how do you do that? How do you plan? Most people need help. Here's your help. Mark and Jason. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker with Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSC. Their website, you hear it every day, markandjason.com. They are financial advisors. This is what they do. This is what they know. So unless you think you can do this all on your own, and maybe you can, there are very few people who can, and even if you already have a financial advisor, how can a second opinion from somebody like this hurt? It can't. So call. Set up the meeting. It's up to you. They're not going to come knocking on your door. MarkandJason.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
Who is always right, look forward to Thursdays, because we learn a lot every Thursday. We learn about what other people are having to go through. We learn about wills. We learn about property rights. We learn about HOAs, condominium complexes. We learn about DWIs, all things legal. And the help that you get is free from the guy I'm about to introduce you to, who is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Please give it up for attorney at law, Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Brent.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. You ready to take some calls?
Absolutely.
I say we jump right in here. Let's start with Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, Tom.
Got a quick question for you. I have a car for sale. I've got a kid who wants to buy it. He wants to do a layaway plan where I hold the title and the car, and he'll pay it off $350 a week, and once he gets to the magic number of $4,500, I give him the title and the car. Do you see any problem with that?
He's going to drive it?
No, he's not going to drive it. I keep the car and the title until he pays it off.
No,
Not for you. Okay. I mean,
I just checking. I didn't think so, but I just wanted to make sure.
Tom, yeah. Tom, I'm curious as to why you would even check. What would you think a problem could be?
Well,
you have the car, you have the title, and you have the money. Well, what would be the problem?
I didn't think there would be a problem, but my wife said, just to be safe, why don't you ask your attorney?
And you, so that's a buy here, stay here. I like that.
Yeah, I do.
You know what?
You have the collateral in your garage.
I do see one potential problem, and it's not so much for you. Is this a young guy? How old is he?
Yeah, I believe it is. He sounds young. I didn't ask how old he was, but he sounded pretty young on the phone.
The only thing I'm
But he is married. He said he's got a wife.
Okay. The only thing I'm sure you've already covered this is, in the event that something would happen to him, you would probably want to return that money to somebody.
Yeah.
And you need to know who that would be.
Yes.
That's
well,
it. That's,
I wrote up a little contract so that he'll put his name and address on it, as I will mine, just so we're both clear on, you know, he's going to pay me X amount of dollars per week until it's paid off, and then we'll have each other's contact information.
And that's good. One other thing is, get a separate bank account and put these funds in it like an escrow.
Okay.
So that there's no commingling of anything. So if he decides he's going to blow up the deal and he wants his money back, there's no question about how much and where it is and all
gotcha.
Of that.
Okay. Well,
that's the other thing. Tom, have you covered what if he decides in 4 months? I changed my mind. I don't want the car. Have you put some provision in there where he forfeits $300 or something? Because you've been holding the car and he actually has kept you from selling it. The whole time you're holding.
That's a good point. I will do that.
Yep,
and I think that's just good motivation for him to follow through with this thing. Otherwise, he could pull the plug and go, yeah, I changed my mind. Give me my money back after you know, holding this thing for 18 months or something. So you might want to do that. Just have a bailout clause.
How long are the terms? How long does he have?
13 weeks.
13 weeks. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's not very long.
Just 4 months. Yeah. 3 months.
Yeah, that's all. Now, you're good to go. By the way, there aren't many people I know who can get a deal like this. Holy cow, you sell a car, and the guy gives you money, and you keep the car and the title till it's paid for. That's good for him and good for you. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening and for calling. All right, see, Tom hangs up. A line opens up. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Scott is next. It's Scott to Scott. We'll call this segment. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
I am AM and a PM.
Thank you.
And I have a question regarding a potential easement. I own half interest in some agricultural land in southwestern Colorado. And the local water district wants to put a water transmission line across a part of the property. They sent me a 2-page document, their standard easement document, and I ended up rewriting that. Specifically, I targeted the indemnification. And what I wrote in there was blanket immunity or indemnification, I should say, for any actions or inactions as a result of the construction, operation, or maintenance of this water line. The district came back and said that Colorado law does not allow governmental agencies to indemnify private individuals. And I said, well, that's a problem. They have come back and countered with a also insured phrase for liability. I don't know enough about the difference between blanket indemnity and also insured, and I was wondering if you could give me a few pointers on that.
Sure. Indemnification means an absolute payback for any harm that may be caused, including attorney's fees and any other expenses. It's as though you have a complete carte blanche, non-responsibility for anything that happens. An insurance provision would be that, subject to the terms of the insurance agreement, you would have coverage if there weren't any exclusions up to a certain liability limit. So they may have either you have to provide or they'll provide some kind of insurance. But if the insurance contract either has an exclusion or doesn't cover that particular type of negligence or that particular act, sometimes, let's say there's an avalanche or something in Colorado, that's an act of God, that might not be covered. Or somebody does some negligence and it causes $1 million worth of damage and the policy limit's only $100,000, they'd only cover that. So indemnification or blanket indemnification is the best. But if they're going to pay or provide some kind of insurance, you're doing a lot better than about 99% of people who have some government agency that want to put a water line through rural or agricultural property in Colorado. They usually just come in and say, we're doing it. And they say, okay. And if they take it, meaning they sort of, ruin it or make it unusable for you, then they pay you for it. But It sounds like they're not offering you any money for this water line, are they?
We frankly haven't gotten to that, but I don't consider that a major issue. I mean, it's just plain old agricultural land, so that's really not an issue. I'm more concerned about the liability aspect of it.
Well, get what you can get, but I can tell you that government entities, both local and federal, state agencies, when they want something and they say they need it for the better good purpose, they have something called the takings clause out of the Fifth Amendment, and they just take it. And then it's about you getting reasonable compensation. So do the best you can, but for anyone who's lived near a highway, or whether they're going to put a highway in, or they're going to put a bike path in, or put something somewhere on your land, they will know that you don't have much negotiating room. And so good on you, but I would see if they're willing to put the liability limits up real, real high. That may make it much more palatable for you to make a deal with them. And if you don't do that, they will just take it anyway.
By the way, Scott here is smarter than about 95% of the public. You sound like an attorney, Scott. I'm not kidding. You already know more than certainly I would know to have done. So good for you, man. You've apparently done your homework. You know a little bit about this stuff. Most people, like Scott said, would just say, well, okay, go ahead, if that's what you have to do.
Yeah, and to be able to negotiate with whatever water commission in whatever county this is in Colorado, that's good work because they're real cocky. I mean, they are not used to anyone saying anything but what Frank just said, which is, okay.
All right, I appreciate it. And just, Frank, I'm just a retired civil engineer. So.
Well, you're a lot smarter than I am, I'll tell you.
I have a client that's a civil engineer, and he's way smarter than me.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So can they do that? I mean, can like state or can the government just, if you have a piece of land, can they go, by the way, we're going to put, like you said, a bike path through there? Can they do that?
I mean, ask everyone on Highway 94, 40, 70. You know, those were farms, and now they're not. And when they want something and they make the argument that it is for the greater good of the community, they get it. Now, they can't do it without compensating you. And there's a lot of people
But they're the ones that determine what the proper compensation is, not you.
No, that's a misnomer. And I'll say this. There are some boutique law firms in this area that have made people and themselves a fortune over the value.
So they can go to bat for you.
Yeah, that boondoggle up there when they expanded the airport and they made that huge new runway, that north runway or whatever that is that they never used. There were hundreds of people's houses in that part of whatever it is, Hazelwood or whatever, that got just taken. The value of what that property was after it was taken was in dispute to the tune of billions of dollars to the good of the people who didn't like or didn't accept the first offer that was given. And there are people.
What about the value of the property near the new runway? Do they get anything? Do those people get anything?
Well, if it impacts their land. But no,
not if it impacts the value of their home because it's a little now too close to an active runway, too bad.
They could say that that's a taking, that the new noise is a nuisance, the traffic is a nuisance, they were living in this beautiful little, area and now they're in a flight path and there's compensation for that too. But those people that run those law firms, those are called eminent domain lawyers, and it's a real specific subcategory of law, but the stakes are huge. That's the big poker room guys. They make a lot of money for their clients. Okay. Every time there's a taken neighborhood, that's something that if you're part of that, you shouldn't panic, but you should be in touch with somebody like that.
All right, we have a line open because Scott opened the line when he hung up. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Brad is next. Brad, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Frank, this is the guy Scott. I talked about in the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh.
This is the guy I was talking about.
Hey, Brad.
Brad, we know a little of your story, but we need you to start over and lay it on the Scott Sherman. What do you have?
All right. Basically, I started speaking with someone on the internet, plentyoffish.com. I guess I shouldn't say that, but either way. But, and then we started talking, hit it off really quick.
Hold on. He said anyway, and somebody's asleep at the wheel.
Anyway.
He's excited about the Plenty of Fish website.
Way to go, Limey. Way to go, Limey. We got married on December 15th, like 3 months after we started talking in the first place. And last night, she actually said she's all ready to end it with less than 3 weeks into marriage. And I'm like, wow, what? Like, so I want to know if she has any grounds this quickly, depending on filing date, if she can get alimony out of me.
No. No, congratulations. This sounds like the greatest thing that's ever happened to you. You got a lot of bait in the basket, and you're going to be able to get out of this pretty easily.
He just sent his marriage certificate into the license office last week, and I said in the 3 o'clock hour he should rush up there and grab it and say I want it back.
Right. Hey, does she have a, and maybe Tim, you addressed this because I don't remember if you looked into her background. Does she have a history of conning people and doing this in the past?
She had a passing bad checks conviction, and she'd been married a couple times. I don't think you knew about that.
What? And Brad, you didn't know about any of that? Her past history?
No, I did. I did a cheap background check, that didn't really address much.
See, this is where it pays to go to Tim Woodburn, licensed private investigator. And Scott, before you jump in here, Brad, I have to ask you a couple of questions. How long after you saw her, not talk to her online, but after you saw her in person, how long was it before you got married?
Let's see. I don't even remember the exact date. Limey might know from the date we met at Regal Beagle in Grafton, or not Grafton, but Godfrey. But it was within the same month, like September.
Okay, so you meet her, you meet her face to face in person, and in less than 4 weeks, you're married, right?
No. It was less than 3 months because we met in the same month we started talking. So we
Right. And yeah. I'm not trying to be funny. When you actually got married at the ceremony, were you drunk?
No.
So you were sober.
We're a dry family. Yeah, I was sober.
And knew nothing about this lady. Can I just ask you, what was it about her? Is she smoking hot? Is she like an 11 on a 1 to 10? Or what caused you to jump like that?
No, she wasn't smoking hot. What it was is within a couple of weeks of starting to talk, there were some things I was looking for in a woman that without even prompting her, she actually started saying things about marriage as far as the type of wife she would be and this and that. And because I look at my best friend and his wife, I'm like, if I find a woman that wants to be like my best friend's wife because of how good their marriage is, then that's the woman I'm going to go after. And without even being prompted, she started saying those exact things. And I'm like, she's the one for me. It's like, it didn't matter. She's not a one. She's not a 10 or anything. She's average. I'm average. So, I expected to get average.
What did she say to you three weeks into the marriage? What were her exact words to you? Just, I'm out? What'd she say?
She said, because she does kind of have a bad history with men, starting with her father and stuff, and even though I only knew the tip of the iceberg on that, I was willing to sign up for whatever came out of that. And last night she said that she did not want to be married to anyone, that she actually should not have rushed into the marriage herself, even though I asked her to marry me, you know. And she even said that the day of the wedding, she actually did almost walk away.
Okay, has she expressed to you in any way that she wants some of your stuff?
Well, that's a little history there that I had actually, we had actually had kind of a falling out 1 week, and then I was working on rehabbing a new home, that I couldn't put any money into the rehab because I was paying two sets of bills because a lot rent is a trailer. It's a mobile home. Very nice mobile home at that. But, that I couldn't rehab the trailer and pay two sets of bills so I could get the occupancy permit finalized. And when she was talking about needing to get out of Godfrey with her mom, I said, well, I'm giving up on the trailer. You can have my trailer. And then that's how we reconnected, and that led to the marriage.
Whew, Scott, he's all yours.
Okay. First of all, when you said Regal Beagle, I thought this was an episode of Three's Company.
Exactly. That's why I picked it as our first date, because I grew up watching Three's Company.
Very good. All right. Secondly, this. No, you don't owe her any maintenance or alimony. That's usually about a 10-year proposition. So 10 weeks, no, that's not going to fly. Number two.
What about division of property?
Well, it depends on what the property is. Did they acquire anything during this 9-week period of time? I don't know. That trailer stuff, I didn't follow that 100%. But you didn't put her name on anything you owned, did you? Brad?
No.
Okay, so that's good.
After we got married, because we did just get married on the 15th, we might have been together for
the 15th of December?
Yeah, 3 weeks. They've only been married 3 weeks.
Okay, so you didn't acquire anything, any real estate or any cars in that 3-week period of time, right?
No, not as a marital property, but the trailer, I was waiting. Her mom and her and I all put money into rehabbing the trailer once we all got together. Because it's like, wow, now I actually have a purpose to get this thing put together, and you know, with their money helping, so they have invested money in the trailer.
That's a business
deal.
Even
though it's not on it yet, because what I was waiting for is her to change her name so I could put her name on the title.
Good.
And
how much?
Hasn't even happened yet.
How much did she put into the trailer deal?
I'm assuming a couple thousand, $2,500.
I mean, that's a business deal, actually. So she might.
I have a question. Brad, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Have you been married before?
Yes, and my first marriage ended in 2001.
And how long were you married to that wife?
3 years, sorry.
Only 3 years? Any other wives?
Nope.
Okay, 3-year marriage
really
and 1 3-week marriage.
Yeah, okay. So a 3-year marriage and now what appears to be a 3-week until it finalized.
And you said Godfrey and all that. Did you get married in Illinois?
Yeah, we got married in St. Clair County.
Okay. I think you have grounds for an annulment so that this thing isn't a marriage. I think this is fraud. She was hustling you to put her name on a trailer. She's got some kind of weird bipolar thing, and
you know what? Even if she wasn't hustling him, and I don't mean this, I don't mean this in a bad way. She's mentally ill. There's some look. This woman had the exact same life, same situation, same past when she married you that she did 3 weeks later. But all of a sudden, 3 weeks later, this wasn't something she should have done. She's got some mental issues.
Can he go get the license back?
No, because once it's delivered in the mail, it's considered to be delivered to the court.
I think the annulment.
Annulment. This is absolutely ripe for an annulment.
Can she fight the annulment? Can she fight?
She can try, but I mean, the whole thing seems like a big. I don't know. It's probably not a ruse, but it's just she was on the. You know, I don't know, it's the flow of a bipolar episode, and now she's in the ebb of that, and it's just not a straight-up deal. And the other thing is that Brad shouldn't have to be saddled with being, you know, a twice-divorced guy for 3 weeks when there's none of this. Now, did you buy her a ring?
Yes.
That's hers because you actually consummated the marriage. So even if you get the annulment, yes. The ring's gone. It's not a gift, but it's a conditional gift. So you gave her.
Hold on. We just did a whole thing on engagement rings and stuff. And when the woman calls it off, if she's the one that wants out, I don't think she should keep
before
the ring.
Before the marriage.
The wedding, the marriage.
That's the condition. If she's calling this off as a divorce, so I think right. How much you pay for the ring?
It was pretty cheap because she actually
all right.
sent a text message. It was only like $200.
Oh, but okay. I would. Here's the thing: go for the annulment, and then I'll bet you if she's going to fight it, you let her keep the ring. She'll go for it because what's the difference for her between a marriage and an annulment? What does she care? For you, it's a live and learn thing. What we should do is we should have a committee where Frank and the rest of the gang here have to meet and talk to you about who you're dating. Because clearly, plenty of fish. First of all, I know people that go on this plenty of fish. Not marriage material usually on the plenty of fish. The other thing is, all the stuff that she told you about everything about how perfect she was for you, she probably got from your profile and just memorized it and just read it back to you because that's what you said you were looking for. So it's like going...
Well, not really, because I actually am pretty quiet on my profile. I throw some basic things out there, but the deep heart stuff is the stuff that she mentioned. That really
Brad, can you give us one example of something she mentioned that got your attention? Really, just one example of something she said.
Okay, well, maybe this is because of my profile, but I am a man of faith, Baptist church, and she grew up in a Baptist church, even though she's been away from the church for many years, okay? But she was trying to get back in the church, so I'm like, okay, at least she knows it. Things we discussed, Bible, this and that, and then she actually sent me a screen print of one of those articles that goes on Facebook all the time, the 50s wife, and she sent me that article as that's what she believes a wife really should be because her grandmother taught her how a wife should be, whether her grandmother was a man of faith or not. So then the one specific thing she said that my friend's wife does. Is serves her husband first, then the kids, then herself for dinner. You know? And that's exactly the same steps that my buddy
Brad
says.
Brad, I got news for you. She read you like a book. She looked at your profile. Yeah. Honestly, I spent time in the Baptist church, Brad. Okay? I know exactly. If I were trying to date a woman who's Baptist, I know exactly what to say to her to get her to want me. That's all this is. She knew about your background, your religion, the Baptist thing. She knew exactly what to say to you, that a woman should be subservient to her husband. Oh, holy cow. Yeah, this is, she just kind of took you. But Brett, what I don't understand is that she bailed so soon.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't
Brad, like. Have you ever been to a fortune teller?
Years ago, and...
Did you marry her?
Didn't really
pull
that.
Oh, wow. Because this is pretty much the same thing. You got read like tarot cards. And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. If she was on the up and up, you would have found the right girl. But let me tell you, plenty of fish... All those fish are like in a nuclear power plant water system. They're not exactly where you're going to be looking for... The wholesome, conservative woman of your dreams.
Mm-mm. Here's the sad part, Brad. You sound like a very nice guy to me. I think I would like you. I think you are absolutely a nice, but I think you're a very gullible guy. I think you're a guy who had a marriage that fell apart. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. A lot of people are. I think you had a marriage that went south after 3 years. You'd like for it to have gone longer. This was another opportunity, and it didn't work out. And I feel bad for you because you are a guy that a lot of people see an opportunity to take advantage of.
You're naive in an innocent way, and it's sweet and dangerous for you. But if you want an annulment, send me an email, and I'll hook you up with some domestic people over there in St. Clair County, and that can be done. I don't think that that's a very expensive thing. And, you know, hey, you'll always have Waterloo, Illinois, or wherever, Bethalto, or wherever
Brad,
you... guys were together.
Brad, before we get away, who is Deb or Deborah or Debbie in your life, or somebody you know or sort of close to? Who is that?
Deborah or Debbie in my life? Yeah. My best friend, one of my friends' wives, and we all do Walking Dead together on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm. You see what I just did? I just did what fortune teller
That's
did.
That's right.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. I just, now if I wanted your money, I would have just proven to you that I can see in your circle of friends in your life. And I want to know who Deborah was. Well, you just told me. It's a wife of one of your best friends, and you're all part of a group that watches this thing together. And I could keep this up. I could ask you, why am I seeing a
the color a blue. That's right.
Why am I seeing a hospital? I see a hospital, and I don't know why. Now, Brad, tell me the truth. What something in your life involved a hospital recently. What was it?
Well, what you was know, it? Coincidentally, my wife
no, what was it?
To the ER 3 days after we got married because of an ulcer, alleged ulcer.
Bingo. Bingo. I am a great psychic. Okay. Yeah. See, that's how it works. And that's all she did. Here's the good news. You called to ask if you have to give her anything. According to Scott, the answer is no. Get an annulment. That's it.
And your grandparents are okay. I just want to let you know, Brad.
Yeah.
They say they're fine and they love you.
Yeah. And your great-great-grandfather just sent me a message that said he thinks you're a good guy.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
And he's sorry this happened.
Thanks for being here, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Brad, seriously, yeah. You sound like a really decent guy. Get rid of this chick. She's crazy. Get an annulment and move on with your life.
That's right.
All right.
Okay,
cool.
And next time, just be more careful. Thank you. You know what, Scott, you had a good idea, though. Maybe we could have Tim, Limey, Dan, you and I, we could have, we screen people for these guys.
Plenty of fish in the sea or something?
Yeah, plenty of fish in the sea. I'm not kidding. We get around, have a conference, go, okay, you can see her. Stamped. Approved. Nope. Disapproved. You can't see this one. That'd be a great
the
job.
Dating committee.
I have a theory on what the F really should stand for in Plenty of Fish. It shouldn't stand for fish. It should stand for
the
hyphenated word 550. Plenty of 5-50, because everybody's picture on there is 5 years old and 50 pounds ago.
What about 590?
Oh, yeah.
90 pounds ago.
There we go.
Plenty of 590.
90 pounds ago.
All right. We have to take a quick break. We come back. We will continue. Stay right where you are, Jer and Oren. And there is one line open. If we can sneak another one in, we will. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Thompson Price. He's a man. It's his name. It's the name of his business. He has a bunch of wonderful people that work there for him who have been trained to do kitchens and baths the way he thinks they should be done, and that's perfectly. Not everybody listening is interested in remodeling a kitchen or bathroom. Many of you are in maybe brand new homes, or your home is 2 or 3 or 4 years old. Okay, I can see why you're not interested, but you will be at some point down the road if you stay in that house. There are people who move and buy new houses just to get a new kitchen or bathroom because they hate the kitchen. You don't have to do that either. If you like everything about your house, you just can't stand the kitchen. Or maybe a master bathroom or some other bathroom. This is like when you paint a room, all of a sudden it's like a brand new room and all it was a couple of gallons of paint. In this case, remodeling a kitchen, if you want to really remodel it, it's a whole lot more than just a can of paint. You're going to do it right. And if you're going to do it right, then go to somebody who knows how to do it right. Somebody with a great reputation, a great history, 30-some-odd years in this business, in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Yes, there is such a thing. And that would be Thompson Price. There's a showroom that they have in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And when you go in there, yes, you'll see some spectacular thing. Ooh, I didn't even know they made this. Keep in mind, that is the tip of the iceberg. That is just a tiny, tiny percentage of possibilities. Ladies, you look at magazines, a lot of you, Better Homes and Garden, Red Book, whatever, and you get ideas. Oh, look what they did with that room and that kitchen. Bring those in. Bring them in. Tell them what you like, what you're interested in. But then they're going to tell you where you may be on track and where they may have a little better idea. And pay attention to them because they know what they're doing. They're also going to ask you a lot of questions that nobody else you meet with is going to ask you because they're not as thorough as Thompson Price. You'll see what I'm talking about when you meet with them, and it'll be worth every minute you spend and every dollar you pay. Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths, in De Pere, website, easy, thompsonprice.com.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now. Joe Sonderman.
Westbound 270 jammed up 367 to New Florissant. That's emergency repair work in the two right lanes. Westbound 70 delays approaching Air Flight. They were working to clear an accident from the left lane there at last update. And Route Z is improving at Metropolitan. They cleared an incident that caused all kinds of trouble down there. This report sponsored by P3 Portable Protein Packs, the more interesting way to get your protein. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
When it's time to talk about the big game or the big stories, make sure to check out 5 for Frank as Martin and Frank tee up the big topics. That's every day between 11 and 12 on 590 The Fan. Brought to you by Greenville University, less than an hour from St. Louis. Find out more about this renowned institution at greenville.edu.
All right, Scott Sherman is with us as he is every Thursday. I believe Jer is next. Jer, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Scott, top of the morning, or I should say the afternoon to you.
Hi, Jer.
Hey, listen, first I want to say to all you on the radio, best program on the radio, period.
What?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am also AM and PM back from way back.
What do you have? How can Scott help you?
Scott, I desperately need your help. Volunteer VA veteran. I've been fighting the VA for 7 or 8 years. I've gone through VFW. I've gone through Wounded Warriors, on and on and on. In fact, I even had a law firm represent me in Washington, D.C. And my case got remanded, and now I can't get anybody to assist me. I've stepped on too many landmines, and I need somebody to guide me so I'm not stepping on any more landmines. Can you help me?
I can try. I'm willing to give that a rip, sure. You've been good to show and good to the Saturday show, and I like it, and we'll talk.
I appreciate that. Okay. You guys are fantastic.
Do you have Scott's email address?
Jared doesn't have email, but I have his number.
I don't have.
Okay, so you'll call
Jared. I don't have internet service.
Okay, Scott will call you.
I appreciate it. You guys take care, and Happy New Year to the whole gang.
Yeah, Jerry, and thank you for your military service. And just so you know, you're not alone in this being pushed aside by the VA. My dad fought for years and years and years to get hearing aids, which he absolutely deserved them after being in Okinawa and having his ears blown out. And it took about 12 years for them to finally, after I had bought two pairs myself at $6,000 a pair, they finally came through, and then shortly after that, he dies. So, you know, it really irritates me the way the veterans get treated sometimes. But Scott will call you, and he'll do everything he can. Okay.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
I'm glad that McCaskill lost, because I called her, and she refused to return any of my phone calls. So I thank all the voters out there that getting her out of the office. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. All right. We don't do politics, and I don't know anything about why she wouldn't have called him back. But you know what? He has every right, if he wants to say that, it makes him feel better. That's good. Hopefully, Scott, you can help him out. Oren is next. I think we got enough time for Oren if we make it quick. Oren, welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello there.
Hi, Oren.
First off, I'm AM and PM.
There you go. He says it proudly.
And second, Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year.
The reason I was calling, I was wanting to ask, I had an issue happen to me at the Enterprise Center approximately a month ago. My wife and I took our 10-year-old granddaughter to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And as we went in, they told me I couldn't have the chain on my wallet. So I pulled the chain off and I tossed it in the bucket and wasn't real happy about it because I destroyed a $60 wallet. But I walked on in, and as I was walking in, I was looking around for my wife and my granddaughter, and as a gentleman stepped in front of me, and I bumped into him, and he said, tickets. So I gave him my tickets, and he told me, well, sir, you need to watch your language a little bit. I said, yeah, okay. And walked on in, and we went up, we sat down, and a few minutes later, three police officers came up, pulled me out of the stands, told me I had assaulted him, and we had talked for, this went on for about 20, 30 minutes, and then one of the officers, as my wife and my granddaughter was standing there, one of the officers walked up and said that I had thrown the chain at him, which my granddaughter even told the officer, look, that's not true, he threw it in the bucket. Well, eventually, they made us leave. No charges were filed. No nothing.
There's something missing here.
And I was
here.
Wanting to know if I have any recourse in this.
Before Scott speaks, there's something missing here. Why would they say, watch your language? What did you say?
When I tossed the chain into the bucket, I said, bull, and you know the rest of it.
Right.
I said, this is bull.
Right.
And we walked on, I walked on in, and I was kind of looking around to see where my wife and my granddaughter were at, and this guy steps literally right directly in front of me, and I did bump into him. I admitted that.
Did he work for them?
I didn't know who it was.
Just a guy, he was just another patron, not a employee or security or...
No, he was an employee. He was okay. The guy reading the tickets.
Okay.
And I bumped into him, and I looked at him, and he said, tickets. And I gave him the tickets, and he read the tickets. And I turned around and started to walk away, waiting for my wife and granddaughter, and we walked on in.
That's not assault, because it's not intentional. That's an accident.
My question is, did you say anything to him when you bumped into him? Think hard now. Did you say anything?
No. I just bumped into him. You know, the guy stepped in front of me. I wasn't even looking in his direction. I was looking back to see where my wife and granddaughter were at. I just thought it was just somebody in the crowd.
We got 1 minute. Scott, just take it. What can you do with this? Anything?
The problem with the license on the tickets is that they can pretty much kick you out for any non-discriminatory reason. And if they have a hunch that they think you might be trouble, even if you're absolutely not one lick of trouble, you're out. And I would have liked them to have been more reasonable about this, or to have called somebody in security management instead of the police, or just let it go because this didn't escalate. But other than maybe being able to get your money back, I don't think this is actionable. You weren't arrested. I know it's embarrassing in front of the kids, but it's not intentional infliction of emotional distress.
We have 15 seconds. I got to tell you, Orin,
really.
I think the lesson here is to watch your language, because bull SH, if that person you said that to is just not in exactly a good mood that day, they're gonna show you that they deserve a little respect, and they do it by having you taken out, kicked out of the place. The bull SH thing probably would have prevented all of this. That's just my thought.
Look at your screen.
Nothing that, thanks, Dan. There's really nothing that we can do here, I don't think. But thank you, Orin, for the call. We appreciate it. Folks, your language in public, sometimes you say something that in any other venue, any other time, would have just been ignored, but you say it to the wrong person on the wrong day, and they don't take it that way. Scott Sherman brought to you by Peroni's. Peroni's Pizza, two locations, Florissant and St. Peter's. Please, please try their all. I had Peroni's food, and Dan did too, last Friday at Mary Ryan's retirement function at Johnny Londoff. My goodness, I didn't know their chicken tenders were that good. All-you-can-eat buffet, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Fridays, it includes their famous chicken wings, Peroni's. Don't forget, too, that in Florissant, banquet facilities accommodate up to 100 people. P-E-R-R-O-N-I-S, peronispizza.com to find out more. Scott, thank you so much for
Frank,
what you do
you.
For people. We will do it again next Thursday. Folks, what do you know? It's Playhouse time right after the news because it's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan. KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.